This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So the two names used, those two names seem to be interchangeable, even though they're not. They're sometimes interchangeable, but basically, most of the time, it's a very specific meaning. So he mentions here, Gan Eden Olam Haba, Moshe Mashiach, and he will explain these different terms as what, and again, for us when we speak of Olam Haba, we tend to mean Gan Eden and things of that nature. Gan Eden v'Gehenim Yerach HaMavis. So the first thing is the Tchilos Neima. Sheshcham it's a school like Mula Teivshlem, Dov HaPashel Hu B'Diver Seyaz Ashikah Golo Chai HaOlam Haba. So Olam Haba is the world, the way the world will look and become La'asad Lavo. That's what Olam Haba is. It has to do with the world, not with us. And the Ikaschar is La'olam Haba. The world will change, the world will look a certain way, and it will be a place for tzaddikim. But Aschar HaKoidim, who Mashegil Odem Acha Moves Miyad, who Gan Eden. But there is a prior stage that comes after Misa, and that's called Gan Eden. K'meshi be'arnu migehenim shehu oynesh hamagia l'rosh hachamavos miyad. So the first thing that, the first mokom of schar v'oynesh is right after Misa, and that's described as Gan Eden and Gehenim. V'chein timtza b'chol mokom divreim Gan Eden hefach migehenim. So Chazal always say Gan Eden Afghan, Poshom Be'erevin, Yofel Damte of Tikanta, Gehenim Lashoim, Gan Eden Tzadikim. Mesef Chagiga, it says Gamas Zelu Masas Alekim, Bor Tzadikim Bor Yeshoim, Bor Gan Eden Bor Gehenim. Kalechol Yesh Shnei Chalokim, Echt Gan Eden Afghan Gehenim, Zoch HaTzadik Noitel Chelkoi V'Chel Kaver V'Gan Eden, Nischayev Rosh Noitel Chelkoi V'Chel Kaver Gehenim. Bishanino Ba'ovis Ma Bein Tamish Avorom Vino Tamish Avorom Rosh, Tamish Avorom Rosh Yon Gehenim, and so on. On and on, different chazal. In general, the Ramban is extraordinary. You see it here, you see it in the Chumash. Whenever he wants to prove a point, he brings a dozen makoros for the point. And this is especially important in when you're talking about defining what words mean. Words can have irregular meanings in different places. You have to look in the context of what do you know, Ramban will say this and this is used in such and such a way, and it lists all the psukim and so on. In terms of Chazal may sometimes have used ideas or terms not specifically, and you can't build on any one agarita, because every agarita has multiple pirushim. You could answer it differently, you can say it differently. It's only when you have when you have a series, like he's saying now, he's quoting here a dozen places where it says that these terms are used like that, and Bemele, he says you see that the vast majority of times it's Gan Eden and Gehenim are put in opposition to each other. Those are the two. And so on. He brings a Medrash in Rus, and he brings the Gemara in Tmura, where you see constantly you have Gan Eden and Gehenim coming after Misa and being in opposition to each other. Okay, now, Gimel. What is the schar? Dovaze ikra b'teira upirusha midivay seifrim shegan Eden motzui b'olam haze b'mokim kremes haaretz. Gan Eden is a place in this world. V'shab'ar b'nahar seitzim misham v'echt mehem pras ha'sev z'etz Yisrael v'cholma b'kos shebo b'kos mipshute celebrations akol emes. In mikram yitzim b'day pshutay. V'an sheminis atzu yomer shegan Eden das kava shvor shal yisuf alayla v'yom liyasa. So Gan Eden, so the Ramban Shita is that Gan Eden is something in this world. Now, and he brings, we'll say one more piece and then we'll talk about it. Ubisifer Fuzivara Kadmoinim, Bechain Besef Asav Yudu Sipru, Kasklinis, Choch Makdoni, Varborim Ishmael Chatumim, they went to go and to search out Gan Eden, and then they came to a certain place, they saw something that resembles Gan Eden, and so on. Now, the Ramban says it for this, he says it for Gehenim, and he says other things. Now, he will explain soon. I want to try to sort of understand what he's saying and where he's coming from and so on. The Ramban Shita is that anything that he says, all these things that are written are kipshutai, but they have a much deeper meaning behind it. Also, so the Ramban insists that it's a makom. Now, let's just consider the Ramban Shita in a lot of places, because he does have the Shita in many places. He has the Shita, the Gabbat Gan Eden and Gehenim, the Gabbat Chias HaMesim. Let's take an example. Imagine a person has a dream, a very, very strong dream, very powerful dream, and it's an experience that really shakes the person. So, is this in this world or not? So a person has a dream, he's being pursued by a lion, and the lion pounces on him and tears him to pieces and eats him up and whatever it is. So, now, was this a this worldly experience or not? So, on the one hand, you'll say, I mean, you know, what are you talking about? There's no lions, there's no this, there's no nothing. On the other hand, his mental imagination was all this worldly. Lions are from this world, eating up somebody's in this world, dancing to peace in this world, and so on. So it's a not really a physical experience, but it's of the physical world. Because the elements that I used are physical elements. So a lion is physical, the being torn to pieces is physical, being eaten up is physical. All of these things are physical, but they were not physical events. The Ramban says this about many things, that they're ruchni, that they're of this world, but very refined elements. So in my mind, the best way to describe it is that it is like dreaming. Dreaming uses this worldly elements, and it constructs something which is not a this worldly experience, but it's an experience of this world. A person, for instance, who takes hallucinating drugs, I never personally can't attest to it, but the they didn't have with a Hershey in my days. There wasn't the kashrus was rabbanut. They did not have the medatz Hershey on it. So those people see dreams way stranger than anything here. So let's, again, I just didn't throw out words. So the first one was a lion pursuing you, tearing up you up. Imagine somebody said, I don't know, I was this rectangle and I was pursued by a triangle because he hated me because I wasn't a triangle. Now, that's already a step further. It's none of these elements are this worldly elements. They're just not. But a triangle and a square are still part of this. So there are experiences of this world in an unworldly way, and then there is beyond this world experiences. Gan Eden is still shy up to this world. Gan Eden is still shy up to this world. So imagine Chas v'Shalom, a person relives physical experiences in a dreamlike state. So it's not this world, but it is this world. Once a person goes to Henim and he imagines every minute it's being woken up for davening, like just on and on and on. That Tal, that you look very tortured with that. but understand what Olam Haba is a different world. It's a world that is completely different than our world. The Ramban learns Gehenim and Olam Haba are still shattered this world, just like, and let's take this understanding in different places. Our Ruchnistic self is built from physical experiences. So Lamashal, an Ani came to me and I was merachim on him and I gave him something to eat, and it aroused feelings of Rachmanis in me and Hatava. So the Rachmanis and Hatava is beyond physical, but it's a physical context of this Ani that I was b'siachas to. A person has an Isoyan and he disciplines himself and he has a sense of Kedusha. So the sense of Kedusha is not of this world, but the framework, the context is this worldly context. So Gan Eden and Gehenim, they're still part of this world, and they are, and therefore, even though it's a Ruch Distikenti, it's there. So, and Ramban holds it Shaykh to a specific place. I don't know if everyone agrees with it, I don't know, and so on, but that's his shita. But understand, it's not, there's no physical place that you can identify from a satellite where there's fires going 24/7 and you could smell smoke and people burning. There doesn't seem like that. But the context of people's suffering and enjoyment come from that place. So that's Ramban Shita. He says the Moshel. He gives another example when he talks about Tchias HaMesim. He says the man is the man physical or not physical? Well, it's not physical in the sense that man doesn't grow in this world. I don't know if you gave it a laboratory test, what they would come up with, what's it made of. But people eat it, that's a physical activity. People get energy from it, that's physical. People's bodies can build from it, that's physical. So it's something that contains in itself, it's of this world, but it's not from this world. That's, I think, his hagdara for that. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and we'll see the bigger picture as we go along. But this is a point. So yes, the Ramban holds that it's part of his physical world, but it's not a real physical experience. And I'll speak more about this. That this is what he's talking about. Okay.